content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in...
Hello, everybody, and welcome, and thank you so much for supporting Spiritually Raw and our mission to wake up as many people worldwide and help them on their path to spiritual freedom and global peace. If you like this video, which I'm sure you will, please help us spread the message and give it a thumbs up, a share, comment, subscribe, and all that good stuff that goes along with that. We definitely appreciate your continued support, because as you know, where we go one, we go all. And if you would want to be a guest on Spiritually Raw or Spiritually Raw Uncensored, super simple. All you got to do is go to spirituallyraw.com, go and send in your information to us. We will check it out, get back to you, and enjoy that free copy of the book you're going to get. It's called Secrets to Interview Riches. You are most welcome. And if you want to contact us on this show and any other shows that we do with any questions or comments about our guests or something you'd like to ask for upcoming guests coming up, just go to spirituallyraw.com and send us information there, and we'll take a look at that.
Or just add a comment on the videos.
Or add a comment on the videos, whatever you got to do. If you remember last time on the last show, we had Gene Decote on, and it was a lot of stuff. I mean, so much to talk about, so little time to talk about it in. That's why we had to break it down in two parts and quite possibly even more parts than this. But, you know, so we did cover a lot of territory: cabal, super wealthy elite, their bloodlines, food supply, human harvesting. Antarctica, we still got to get to, the Great Awakening, and Adrenochrome. So without further ado, let's just dive in here and bring our good friend, Mr. Gene Decote, on here. Welcome back, Gene.
Thank you.
It's good to have you back.
Well, let's see. Where should we start? Okay, so I think... what would be good? You're hearing a lot of this recently, and frankly, I never even heard the word before, and we've interviewed over 1,300 people, and I never even heard the word adrenochrome up until about a month ago, and now it seems to be like popping up everywhere on social media. And once you go down this rabbit hole, you uncover some stuff that's literally just going to blow your mind to a whole nother stratosphere. So I kind of want to just go back before you help us understand, what is the adrenochrome? How do they get it? Why do they get it? What do they want with it? I think maybe the best way, or you could probably help with this, Gene, should we start with explaining who uses it?
Yeah, if you want, wherever you would like to start, I'm good.
Okay, that would be great. So first of all, the elites, in the last show we were talking about the satanic energies or satanic forces.
Mm-hmm.
These are the people that are harvesting the adrenochrome. So, first of all, can you explain what adrenochrome is for everyone?
Yeah, adrenochrome basically is C9H9NO3.
Well, that explains a lot. Thank you.
I got it.
Now I know what it is.
Now
okay.
I got it.
So it's made through the oxidation of adrenaline in the pineal due to extreme circumstances of what they call fight or flight hormone, like adrenaline is. And when specifically children or women are terrified, it's produced in great quantities. And so if you look at the bonding structure of it, at the top you have a double oxide, an oxygen atom bonded doubly. So it looks like it has little ears on what looks like a rabbit, and the bottom for the legs. And on one side's a hydroxide, the other one is a nitrogen with a carbohydrate bonded to a CH3 bonded to it. And so it looks like a little rabbit ears with little legs. So that's why they call it the white rabbit. And what I've been told, it's a neurotoxic and a psychotomimetic. And I've been told that the highest, about 100 times more powerful than heroin.
Whoa.
And about that much more addictive too, and lethal in the long term.
So what is the way that, so this adrenochrome, okay, so thank you for that that description there. So what does one do with adrenochrome? So if there's an adrenochrome addict, let's say, what do they do with it? Do they drink it? Do they put it in their tea? Do they, you know, snort it? I mean, how's it ingested?
How do you get it?
The best way, of course, like any drug, is direct injection into the blood. That's quickest, it's the fastest, it hits you faster. So that's normally how they do it. I mean, you can take it other ways, but as you become an addict, of course, you want the fastest. It also does help with the aging, so it reverses aging to some degree. Continuous usage, depending on the source as well. The younger the source, the more clean the source, the innocent, and that gets a higher quality of adrenochrome. And so with a lot of people, like if you look at Kissinger, he's been around quite a while. Granted, he doesn't look like a spring chicken anymore, but he doesn't look his age, that's for sure. And when you, of course, quit using it, then the effects are like aging catches up to you really quick. And so if you look at Johnny Depp and Celine Dion up until about the last month when she was given a little bit of supply back again, they look worse than somebody coming out of a concentration camp. It looks like they had hit by radiation too, and their hair's falling out, and they're all like a bag of bones with leather stretched over it.
So is that the
they look like crack addicts?
Is that the effect of the withdrawal of what's happening there?
Once someone
make sure I'm understanding this here, and thank you for this. So once someone actually ingests this adrenochrome, they get it in their system, they get this, you know, most incredible high, and then now from here on out, it's no longer just an addiction. It starts to physically deteriorate them. Is that what happens as they go, if they don't take it?
Yeah, if they don't take it, if you do keep taking it, you get where you keep your youth and your skin gets really beautiful and smooth and clean. And if you had blemishes, those go away and you look really fantastic. But if you quit taking it, then it's worse than if you never had taken it at all. And you are also addicted, so that if you go cold turkey, you'll die.
If you can't go cold turkey.
How long does it take once you stop it for death?
Depends on how long you've been using it. The most you could last would be, if you're not that long into it, 6 months. If you've been in years into it, maybe you might make it a few weeks. That would be about it.
If you have taken it one time, have you just created your own death sentence immediately? If you stop taking it?
Not like heroin. I've been like cocaine. I had a friend that did cocaine. He said, if you do it once, you're hooked for life. But he did actually get off of it, so I don't know how true that is. But I'm told you can, I don't know. That's something I'm ever going to do. But you can do adrenochrome 3 times and not have to do it again. If you have a strong willpower, you can stay away from it.
So when they take the adrenochrome, okay, so they
and
get
it. Again, that's injected with a needle, right?
Right, just right into the bloodstream. Yeah. And so they get it from the most purest form, which is from the most purest form. Would that equate to like the youngest child possible?
The most innocent, young, kind, sweet, gentle child that they can find.
Is there generally an age limit stop? Like, so for example, if they're 13, they're like baggage goods, it's not worth it? Or, you know what I mean? Is there an age that they look for?
Like you said, there's certain ages where there's some significant changes, puberty being one of them, where the adrenochrome will have a difference in it. Additionally, ethnic differences make a difference. So that's why they call black children walnut, because they have a, from what I'm told, I don't know, again, personally, I'm not going to ever know personally, that it has a kind of creamier flavor to it. Or creamier effect or whatever. But then from a blonde haired blue eyed child, that it's the strongest.
Okay, so this is where satanic rituals come into play, correct?
Yes.
Okay, can you kind of take us down that road? Okay, can you take us down that road?
Yeah, so what they'll do on special days of the year and special locations on Earth where the ley lines are strongest and come together the most ley lines lie. For example, the conjunction they recently took out in the tunnel link up if you look at my dumb decoded unblushed teeth, you can see the map. There's a huge hub of tunnels, maglev tunnels that came together under Missouri. There's a gentleman that did a show on that where a special forces person that his friend knew told him about it, and they took out a big, huge satanic sacrifice area where they had a lot of children there doing that there. And that's because there's a major crossover of ley lines. When you get a stellar alignment that lines up the energies they need, stars being massive gravitational as well as electromagnetic, even more so, because electromagnetism is 10 to the 95th power stronger than gravity. So the forces will line up and they'll do it at that time. And so we're now in the highest satanic time frame coming into it. We started with Walpurgis, which I believe is April 19th and 20th. And that's why they did the atrocity up in Canada, because most of the dumps, a good majority of the dumps in the U.S. are under white hat control. Most of them in Canada aren't. So they did that up in that area because they still have control up there. The majority of Canada is still in the dark hat's control, along with, Trudeau. And so they did that sacrifice that leads up to Beltane, which is April 30th to May 1st.
So when they go through this this ritual, if you would, is that the only way someone gets the whatever they're looking for out of the adrenochrome? Do they have to go through a ceremony, or is it something that they actually go to like a dealer and say, hey, do you got any adrenochrome? And someone shows up at their house like a coke dealer or a heroin dealer?
It's again all of the above. So they can get it any time, but if you do it in alignment at a location with the blue-eyed, blonde-haired child, it'll be the strongest you can get. So only the elite will get the cream of the crop, as they would say.
Now let's talk
about how much can you get out of, I hate to even ask this question, but how much adrenochrome can be taken out of a child? Or how many shots,
again,
how many
depends
uses?
On the child and the specifics of the circumstance and how long you can keep the child alive and terrified. The longer you can keep them alive and terrified, or if they die, if you can bring them back, then it would be even stronger if you can bring them back before they're brain dead or something.
So this child has to physically, mentally, spiritually have to go through this extreme
torture,
right? And they're awake and aware during this whole time. And then, and it's because of that, that's where the heightened adrenochrome comes from, because it's getting them to that level. Is that how it's happening?
Mm-hmm. They actually extract it from the child. They have a device that goes usually up through the nose. It goes into the pineal, and they're extracting it while the child's alive.
Now, do they ever survive? Is there any instances where people survive that? Or is it once they've got what they needed out of it, they kill off the child or the innocent?
They've actually become adept. In the case of the Wuhan lab, I'm told that they could keep somebody alive for organ harvesting or that kind of harvesting for up to 2 years.
Let's talk about labs for a second. So with this adrenochrome right here, and there's people that are taking it, and that from what we're understanding here today, are there synthetic versions that are being made so they're not necessarily being able to hurt these innocents?
Yeah, so there's two synthetics. One's from synthetic people, in other words, clones, which is not going to be very good. That's mostly what's in the Wuhan lab. Then there's actually as well where you have synthetic chemical that's not actually the original chemical. It's a synthetically made in a lab, and that's not very good at all from what I've been told. It's a low high. I mean, it might be slightly more than heroin.
Are the clones, do they feel pain and suffering like a real child would?
Yes, of course.
Oh.
They're still a living thing. They may not have a soul. They may. Sometimes, once in a while, a soul will come into a clone, not usually, but and on a white hat side, somebody that's kind and has a clone to protect them, but it has the training to extend a portion of their soul into the clone so that you don't have a soulless thing running around. They've learned how to soul travel, and they can extend their soul into the clone and run so the clone's essentially like them. It's essentially them when their soul's extended in there through like remote viewing through the soul. Most remote viewers use astral projection, which is extremely dangerous. and not very wise, but soul projection, in that case, you could extend your soul into a clone. And the white hats, that's normally what they do. They don't want some meat suit running around that's empty, just like a drone, because then a demonic or a shapeshifter can come in, or a walking can come in.
Okay, from a karmic or a past life point of view, these children that are being tortured to the most horrific degree that any human mind can even comprehend, why is this happening? Is it something that they did karmically in a past life? And if you choose your life before you enter the next life, why would someone choose to go through something so horrific?
So, first, from the Christian point of view of things, the reason things have gotten this bad on Earth is that God let it go to certain points before and then reset, like with a flood or something, and humans didn't seem to be enough to stop doing the things they do to each other. And so God decided to let it go to a point where once we, if we pull out of this, it's not a done deal. We will. We have to be learning to stop judging each other and being egotistical, that the way I believe is better than the way you believe. And if you don't believe the way, and that's what the cabal does, it's isms. So if you're, you know, this religion or that, my God superior to your God, or the way I believe God is, the way you believe God is wrong, and then you get all ego and go on a rant on the other person, and that's exactly what the cabal wants. And so, you know, I am Christian and know that there's only one God of all creation, and he had a son named Christ, Jesus Christ, that's his son, that was manifested on earth by the word of the creator of everything in the womb of Mary, and then that became living flesh. And so I do know that to be true. So in that case, and then from the Christian perspective for the children, God let it get to this point that if the human race stands up and finds out how horrific it is, mm-hmm. and they see this come out on mainstream television and movies, that when they see how horrific some of the things I've seen, that even the frazzle drip is kind of like a walk in the park.
Wow.
Okay, now you just stop. Even the frazzle drip is like a walk in the park. So I want to grab you while you give us these terms, if you would. Frazzle drip, what's that?
Situation in which, in two different cases, Hillary and Uma Abedin did something pretty horrific to two young ladies, 8 and 10 years old, depending on which one you're talking about. On Linda Paris' show, McAllister TV, I described the 10-year-old in the forest on the tree, what they did to that poor girl.
He doesn't like talking about it, Jay. It's heavy.
No, I'll just mention it. You can get her show. She said it's okay for you to use it. Yeah, and put it on your show.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. I'm gonna contact her this week. Thank you.
In the case of the other stuff, it makes that kind of mild. The stuff I've seen just recently.
How have you seen, is
so
this
disturbing that it's like you said, 1% of people wouldn't be in the hospital with mental damage.
Oh my God. So wait a minute. You're saying the most horrific thing that I could even wrap my mind around was the frazzle drip, but you're saying in comparison, that's like milk and cookies. That's like nothing.
That's nothing compared to what I've seen in the last 3 days that's going on in these dumps.
And in these dumps, are they humans that are doing this, or are they the alien, various alien races that are doing this to humans, to children, etc.?
Again, all of the above. Remember, the answer is almost always all of the above. So you have humans, you have dark side aliens, you have demonics inside humans, demonics not inside humans. You have all of this going on down there.
Okay, so let's,
and again, we're in the highest time of the satanic holiday, so it's full bore right now. That's why we have the COVID now running and everybody in quarantine, because it's a cover to take this out. So they're down there doing what they're doing right now, so they're literally out in the, you know, essentially out in the open down there. They're not hiding in little cubbies. They're out doing their things in their temples.
So
down
is that
there.
Is that why Trump put everybody on quarantine right now? Because it's the heightened satanic time in this process we're going through?
It's a combination. Again, it's a lot of things. So it's a time, the COVID was a perfect opportunity to take out the cabal during their highest time of the year when they'd be out in the open doing stuff and they're focused on what they're doing rather than running and hiding and fighting. It's because we're in a world war where it's either them and they win or we win. And so humanity either wins their freedom or they lose it permanently. And we wind up going to their new world order, and that's a vote. And again, God allows all choices. So back at the beginning of this, I don't know if you noticed, it felt like the air was still and you couldn't get enough oxygen out of it.
Yep, for sure.
It's called in martial arts, we call it the deep breath before the plunge, right before you fight, your adrenaline races, feels like you can't get enough oxygen. Because everybody on earth has to vote for where you go, what your feelings, emotions, ideas, and how you make choices. Like if you're going to be in service to others and kind and respectful and considerate. And the more you're that way, the more positive the timeline you go to. The more negative you are, if you're going to curse and scream and rant and rave and you're right and everybody else is wrong, or you're going to go really bad, or you're going to eat kids and that kind of stuff. Then you go to the most negative timeline. And so it was a choice. And so that's part of why the social distancing is, when you're near somebody, your thoughts, feelings, and emotions influence them. The closer you are, the more it's influenced. So the social distancing, Trump knows this, the social distancing throughout the world and everybody staying home is because this is a worldwide choice. This has to be made by every person on earth. Do you want the New World Order, or do you want to see the Son of the one true God of all creation return and be his world? What world do you want? That's your choice. You get whatever you vote for. If you're going to vote for fear and terror or judgment or that, you're not on the most positive. It depends on how far that road you go down, how bad it gets. The other way through too.
Where does Gene Decode think we are in all of this?
Most of my decodes are on Blessed to Teach with Rick. I've done probably 30 or 40 now. I just finished a 6-part series of a recap and a redo and an update of the first series I did back in October. I just finished just the U.S. and my editor right now is working downstairs to finish the final wrap up for the U.S., which will be the satanic coding for the streets and things in D.C. and the overlay of the constellation of Orion and Gemini over the continent of the country of the United States and the North American continent, that all the stars line up to the domes. Because they love their symbols. Like you said, symbols will be their downfall.
Yeah.
Because it tells them where all the domes are. And then after that, I will be continuing with the domes throughout the rest of the world. And I only give the ones I know or am allowed to give. I'm not going to vet out something that's going to compromise somebody on an op. And so people sometimes ask me, well, you missed this one. I didn't miss it.
Yeah.
For certain reasons, which are important.
Right.
Yeah, I may not be able to prove that. And 90% is not something that anybody else couldn't do. It's people, well, your information's on the internet, it's old. Well, yeah, but 90% of my information, all I am mostly is a decoder and a researcher. I pull stuff off the internet.
Yep.
90%. 10% is not that.
How do you think that all that is being going on right now with keeping people at home, the distancing, the draining the swamp, whatever you want to call it? I mean, how do you feel like the effort to affect child trafficking is going at present right now? Does it seem like there's making a difference there?
Yeah, the prayer and the focusing, you know, on Blessed to Teach, because people were getting into the fear. And that means you vote for Satan, okay? God doesn't do fear. In service to Christ, compassion. And so fear is of Satan. And so if you're going to do that line, then you get that line. And the vote has been taken. We're currently on the me that's talking to the you that's listening to me. Then those that are hearing my voice, we're on the most positive timeline I could have imagined currently. If you stay on that timeline, it's based on your decisions and how you act and behave. If you're trying to do the best you can do and you're, you know, trying to be respectful and talk with a reasonable tone of voice and a reasonable respect to others and drive respectfully and do everything you can respectfully. I mean, yeah, there's not much traffic. You could drive 100 miles an hour. And people do. I got passed by somebody going 100 miles an hour just the other day. But is that really respectful? Some old person, you can freak them out. They're going to have a car accident, right? So is that really respectful? Yeah, you can do it and probably not have an accident, probably. But again, and then the same thing with the way you talk. Are you going to curse and, you know, whatever? And, you know, then that's a less positive. But currently, we're on the most positive I could imagine, which most of the dumbs are being taken out. All the child trafficking lines almost on Earth are gone.
Will they remain dead or closed or are the satanic forces still so powerful that they're like, you know what? I really don't care what you do because we're just going to open up more.
They've never had power. They don't have power. They only have the power we give them. True. The power that they have comes from our vote. Our not making a vote gives them a yes vote. They don't have souls, so they don't have the ability to create anything. They've been manipulating us through our soul to get us upset with each other and to get upset with ourselves and all of that so that they can create their new world order and they can create all this fear and terror and all these child harvests and all that. If we stand up and when you see something wrong, that's like that. I mean, seeing something wrong means somebody's trespassing upon another in a way that's against the laws of God, like murder, killing, rape, those kind of things. It doesn't mean standing up when somebody says, well, I'm a Muslim or I'm a Christian and you're a Muslim, you say you're going to whatever. That's, you know, that's their choice. You don't interfere in choice unless it infringes on another. So allow people to have their choice without being in judgment. Like Christ said, he who has the first stone, you know, to pass will be he who has no sin. And I don't know anybody besides him in that situation, so you shouldn't be throwing stones around.
All right, hang tight.
But we're on the most positive thing right now.
Okay, hang tight. We got to take a quick break.
That's good news.
More with Gene Decode when we get back, everybody.
Get worldwide exposure. Be heard live on hundreds of the world's largest live broadcast stations. Spiritually Raw, the ass-whipping truth wants you. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, theories, and dogmas surrounding the spirit world, and no topic is taboo. Do you have an amazing or unusual personal story? Are you an author, expert, or authority in ancient mysteries, conspiracy theories, UFOs, aliens, world religions, or anything revolving around the spirit world? If so, then Spiritually Raw wants you. Be a featured guest, highlight your products and services, and showcase your personality. We book up really fast, so go to spirituallyraw.com and submit your request today.
All right, everybody, thank you very much, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. We are with Mr. Gene Decode here. And, you know, Gene, I wanted to ask you here about this Red Shoes.
Red Shoe Club.
This Red Shoe Club, yeah, is that what it is? The Red Shoe Club?
I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, what is a Red Shoe Club?
The Pope and his red shoes.
That's part of what is called the Ninth Circle of Nine, or the has quite a few names that involve the letter nine. Circle of Nine, or the Ninth Cult, or the Ninth Order, or the Ninth Ring of Satan. In that cult, they sacrifice children, eat them, and use their skin for shoes.
Is the red shoe their skin?
Yes.
The red shoe is their skin. So when you see like these, now is there gonna be like a mass arrest going on here that we're gonna see with, you know, prominent figures that are wearing these red shoes?
Actually in progress.
Mass arrest in progress now.
Will the mass population see it? Is it gonna ever be televised, Gene?
Yeah, if you stay on this timeline with me, based on choice, like I said, it will be after the next election that they're going to have the mainstream media is going to go completely away. That's why you're seeing it. You know, Trump keeps saying, you know, you have 5 years. That was during the beginning of his election, which means within a year of his election, because most of the mainstream media newscasters are guilty of these being in the Red Shoe Club for quite a few of them, and doing sedition and treason, which when you put a news program out that's based completely on lies to make laws in this country that undermine our Constitution, that's treason. And so they will be brought to trial, military tribunal, for crimes against humanity, in some cases, and as well in many cases, and in most cases, sedition, treason, violations of the Logan Act and the RICO Act, and be based on what they get, they may be getting, in most cases, life imprisonment or death penalties.
Speaking
and
of
that,
treason.
Will be the mainstream media goes down, they're going to be what I'm on this timeline. What I've been told is a White House channel that'll be 24 hours a day in the late evening after children are usually asleep. We'll get to see executions and things like Frazzle Drip very late at night, midnight, 2-3 a.m. will be that stuff. Then there'll be citizen journalist channel where people like McAllister and Linda Paris, in other words, and Blessed to Teach, Rick, and Red Pill, and Space Shot, and
Spiritually Raw.
And Spiritually Raw, yes. Let's not forget Spiritually Raw.
So
it's going to be amazing. We're
that
gonna
is
have
so awesome.
You're going to have a spiritual channel. You'll have a channel for the new technologies, to learn the new technologies.
Oh, my gosh.
To learn the truth. A history channel, which will be the true history of how the U.S. lost World War II.
April's got stars in her eyes.
I do. So you're saying instead of watching and turning the television on, instead of Fox and CNN and CNBC, you're actually going to see like McAllister TV and all these spiritual and QAnons.
Well, you'll have a non-TV. Yeah, you'll have a QAnon TV, which would be...
QAnon TV.
QAnon TV.
That's like a dream come true.
Oh, look at those with the stars in their eyes. You have the T-shirt?
I'm going to wear it.
I'll get your T-shirt for your birthday.
Yeah, you know, that depends on, you know.
Wait, I have a question real quick. So the Red Shoe Club, when people, you know, are like sporting these awful, awful red shoes, is that like a rite of passage to wear these?
Yep.
Ugh, gross. That's awful.
So I want to ask you this, Gene. So Trump, he gets reelected or not, in your opinion?
Depends on your timeline.
Let's say we
stay into the new world order and the fear and terror. There's no virus and it's 5G and they're putting it in everywhere and they're going to put it. FEMA took over and that's why we don't see the seal on the flag because FEMA did a coup. Well, yeah, that exists on a timeline. If you want to buy into that, that's your timeline. If you want to buy into the fact that he activated the Safford Act and had a wartime president, and so that's why we don't see the presidential seal and the flag, the presidential flag, because he's a wartime president. He's not president, he's commander-in-chief. He moved up in rank, and so he had broad sweeping powers, and those part of those powers was activating 1 million reservists to go underneath the earth and fight under there and, you know, free up or to be NORAD and Cheyenne Mountain and all that so that the elite of the special forces could go down underground and do what they got to do down there. And so in that case, then, you know, if you have that as your understanding, then you wind up on a timeline where we see, you know, Trump reelected. And then we see in 2024, the main ticket, the main timeline, the best one will be the president will be Ivanka and the vice president will be Candace.
Wow. Candace Owens.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh. That would be incredible.
Double female ticket.
Wow. I mean, it's very, very doable. So where do you see this going, this great awakening? Are we, Gene, now, or has it not come to fruition or evolved yet, the great awakening?
It's in the process. We're in the beginnings of it. It's been going. It started in the early 50s. Where the energy structure of our solar system was changing due to the energy structure of the sun changing and increasing its vibrational from third density to fifth density. It's already made the transition, as has the Earth. And that then started to raise up humanity, those that chose. And so as that continues, and those that are in service to you know, others are in service to himself. They will go fifth density negative and go stay on third density Earth, though. Fifth density positive will go to fifth density positive Earth, which I actually have some pictures from the space station of fifth density Earth in orbit behind this one. NASA already knows it's there. The Cabal already knows this. They've been operating with this knowledge for a while.
Is there... I don't know if this is what you just said, but I'm trying to figure out what you just said. Is there, because there's like this passage in the Bible, you know, where the heavens are going to come to the earth and it's all going to meet. Are we going to get to that point where, I mean, obviously, you know.
Of course.
We
That's that's where a lot of, there were 777 books against seven of sacred of the Bible originally. They, five councils, two councils, Nicaea, Tudor, and a few other councils, they tore out those books. And so this is in those books, but it's been removed. So once you go from seventh density and up, that would be heaven. I mean, you're essentially back one in absolute service, unified two in to the creator of everything, God. So at that point, you're a heavenly being and in service to God, actually beyond what an angel is in the case of humanity.
Christians believe that Jesus is coming back literally in a human form. What's your perspective?
Yes, that's correct.
You think he's coming here, like the real Jesus is coming back to the earth plane?
That's a fact.
Yeah! All right.
All right. Well, okay. I guess there's a lot of people who want to live on your timeline.
How's
right
he
there.
Getting here, Gene?
What's that?
How's Jesus getting here? And when is he getting here?
We got here the first time. The word of God in the womb of a woman that didn't, in the beginning is the word. And the word was God. The word was with God. So it's the Trinity, and then that vibrates and creates light, and then the light slows down and becomes living things. In this case, because it's in the womb of a woman, it becomes living flesh and becomes a child that's born to a woman that's immaculate. Same as the first time.
Has Jesus been born yet for his new
arrival? You really want to go here.
I do, for his next arrival.
Well, then you're going to screw up part three with Gene. We have a part three. Yeah.
Why don't we? We have got
to save this for part
three.
Yeah,
all right,
good.
All right.
He just committed. That means he just committed to being here on part three.
Part three coming, people.
You heard that live on Spiritually Raw, everybody. Gene is just committed to part three here.
That's a complicated topic.
All right. Well, that's all right. We'll have a whole section for Gene.
Quantum entanglement and timelines and all kinds of stuff.
We'll go down that rabbit hole with you. Gene DeCote, everybody, thank you very much. Thank you for being on the show with us, and I appreciate everybody here. This has been a great I tell you, it's been some very
talk
fast,
about enlightening.
Very, very fast. Gene, before you love and leave us, can you share with our audience any words of wisdom about what's going on that you would like to, get them to connect with?
So my words of wisdom would be, to be the best you can possibly be in the image of the Son, the one true Son of the one true God of all creation, Jesus Christ, to be compassionate and be understanding and treat each other, because most of the alien species do, 95%, are aghast and appalled by us. Most don't come here because we treat each other abominably. We say one thing and do another constantly. That's how it's gotten this bad. Because somebody doesn't think or believe what you're doing, call them New Age, or call them this, or call them that, and they're trying their best to serve God as to their understanding and to love other people and to do the right thing. That's what you should be doing. As good as you can in the image of Christ.
Gene DeCote, everybody.
And walk that, talk that, do that.
Walk that, talk that, do that. That's from Gene DeCote. Gene, we were going to see you on episode number three, as we already got you committed for that one. Thank you very much. And everybody, again, remember, if you like this video, which I'm sure you will, thumbs up, share it, comment, subscribe. We really appreciate your continued support. And really, again, hope you enjoyed the show, because we most certainly did on our end.
We love you, Gene. We love you. Together we will turn the universe. Thank you. Together we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, everybody.
How I sign off is, in the name of the one true living God of all love, light, compassion, and creation, and his Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, as it is said, so it shall be done. Let it be sealed now and for all time.
All right.
Amen.
Now you're closing.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Gene, for that. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often. Tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.
Look up and I see stars out tonight. Look up and I feel things just ain't right. Look up and I hear the people cry. wake up and die. I wonder why. Don't you want to know what is? But a flame, a star burning out, is it the same? Look up and I see things have changed for me. I look up and I feel ceiling has rearranged. Look up and I hear the dolphins cry. I look up and I just don't know why. Have we lost our way? Will we be here another day? Are these the end of days? Will we be here to mend our ways?
Secrets to unfold are just a